Doris and Jane with Geeses from South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
I so desire to talk to you soon. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I think you're cute. And because I want you back. Two things. One, Saturday I did what's now the typical half marathon. About 14 miles. Went, visited a lot of people in the process. But when I started, I was about somewhere not quite mile three. Suddenly my foot hurt. It felt like it was kind of fractured or something of that nature. I gave it a wiggle and kind of stepped odd on it for 100 feet or a couple hundred feet. And then things calmed down after a while, it was okay and finished the hike. But what it reminded me of, what it made it clear, is that one of these days these things will stop. You know, I did 14 miles Saturday. Today I did 6. It was so easy. I've looked at myself in the mirror this morning, and, you know, the so-called love handles, they're gone. My stomach is pretty flat, especially for someone who's 63. And my legs are ridiculous. So I'm in great shape, but the reminder of Saturday is it could end suddenly. It is the Psalm 90, you know, they teach us to number our days. And I do think about this, so that I'm going to enjoy this while I can. And Lord willing, it'll last for some time. Sure wish I could share that with my wife. I also did get some communications this weekend from my friend Corey, the Mormon in Utah. And he tried to express care for me, sent me links to videos done by the Mormon Church showing how they're such a loving, welcoming, opening, you know, come visit us kind of thing. We're nice, we're friendly, we do all sorts of stuff. We feed the poor, do wonderful things for people and so forth. So we're a wonderful place. Come by. And I responded to him and said, well, you know, I just watched where Islam, there's the Hajj in Saudi Arabia, which brings a couple million. And then there's Abrin in Iraq, which brings potentially a lot more than that. What's one of the largest gatherings in the world. And what do? They feed the poor. They, you know, very inviting, very open, whatnot. So it's the same kind of thing. So I set the question, well, great. You give this wonderful, nice, everything is wonderful kind of thing. Very ornate, very beautiful, and kind to people, feed the poor, all this kind of stuff. But is it true? The fundamental question, is it true? When I ask people about that, whether it's on something like this, you know, there's the the news this weekend, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi being killed for the 6th time. So the question is it true? You know, it's so reminiscent of during the Obama administration, when he announced how the U.S. killed Osama bin Laden for about, again, the 6th time, because apparently the strongest evidence, he died in December of 2001 from kidney failure. But, you know, see, the question is, when you hear things about in the news, politics, question is it true? When you hear about, oh, we have a wonderful place, come by and visit us, we're nice and friendly. But is what they're based on true? I will contend the Bible is true. what Jesus Christ claimed for himself, being the creator who entered his creation to redeem his elect, is true. That marriage begins with sex and ends with death. That's true. And that the institutional church is a fraud. I will contend that's true. But just like my friend Corey, who will offer the niceties, but I haven't been able to get him to contend on whether the veracity of Joseph Smith, which I claim, is false. The Quran, which I claim, is false. The Bible, which I claim, is true. And I try to live it. Jim Cross, Render Cranes, Chris Bitterman have stated that they claim it to be true, but don't live it. So I'm a flawed man trying to deal with other flawed men, earnestly seeking reconciliation. And in obedience to Christ, and because I love her, I'm pursuing reconciliation with my wife. I want her terribly, just as I now, so many people I know, as they've grown older, can do less. I have that Benjamin Button disease. I can do more. I did the modest 6-mile hike, and when I was approaching home, it was kind of like, this is ridiculous. This was too easy. So I did the hill, just to, you know, I have this 100-foot hill that I have to, I don't have to, but I did on the way home, simply because it's too easy. 6 miles is just nothing. And I am averaging probably about 4.5 miles an hour. Try it. See how easy that is. For me, it's now easy. I'm healthy. I'm available. And I'm committed to one lady and one lady alone. And I miss her so terribly. Dorothy Jane, I love you.